real voltage becomes impedance against acting against reactive voltage. Real voltage is impedance with regard to reactive voltage. If we create a circuit that's totally dependent on real voltage, then we do voltage drop and we realize, oh my gosh, I got to give it more voltage because all this voltage is disappearing due to the various resistances within the circuit. And so we make the erroneous conclusion that's the only way to run the circuit is to give it more voltage due to various impedances. But it also turns out it's the flip, the parallelism to that is that the real voltage that we, so consequently, all of that real voltage that we step up the input of to compensate for the voltage drop becomes an impedance itself to the formation of reactive voltage. It literally suppresses it. It gets in the way. I don't know how it does it. That's what I've seen for the last 5 years, that real voltage impedes reactive voltage. And so we don't want to give the circuit a whole lot of real voltage if what we want is freely available reactive voltage. And so we have to do everything we can to diminish the input of real voltage, even though we have to do it. It's the Achilles heel of any energetic device, is that we have to give it real voltage. But if we want the freely available reactive voltage, we have to give it very little real voltage, very little. So little that the wattage is in the realm of nanowatts and or picowatts, somewhere in that vicinity. And then we can begin to learn how to create a circuit that will give us reactive voltage exclusively, for the most part. And there won't be any real voltage to get in the way. And once that core section of our circuit is built, we will then share that with other sub-circuits that will begin to utilize it by way of conversion. It'll convert it into real voltage and also drain it to become real current. But first we have to create the core of this power station that will feed our load. You know, wattage, real wattage, but this core has to be strictly reactive voltage, and we have to encourage that. I needed to state that. So I already stated what I needed to state in the first part of this series, but the second one I forgot to mention, that real voltage is impedance to reactive voltage. It's a very important point. So it's kind of like three important points. Real voltage is impedance to reactive voltage, so we consequently we have to give the circuit very little real voltage, but we do have to give it some. And then the other two points, or single point. There's really only two bullet points, but this is a different way of stating one of the two bullet points, that you have to feed the circuit very little. I was talking in terms of wattage. But now we look at it in terms of voltage, that real voltage is actually impedance to reactive voltage. Yeah, that's very important.